Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Charlotte is seeing the calm after the storm this morning, following a night of angry protests over the fatal police shooting of a black man. Police say that man had a gun.
There's a full investigation underway, which likely we'll hear more about today, in regards to the shooting of 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott by Officer Brentley Vinson. Now, both the officer and the victim are African-American. Officer Vinson has been placed on paid administrative leave while this shooting is investigated. Keith Lamont Scott, according to the family, was a father of seven. They have disputed those claims that he had a gun. They said he was actually in a car reading a book, waiting for a family member to return home from school that day.
Correspondent Bryn Gingras. And there have been demonstrations in Tulsa as well over a police-involved shooting there.
Outrage is growing in this community, with protesters gathering in front of the police station calling for the arrest of Officer Betty Shelby, who opened fire, shooting and killing 40-year-old Terrence Crutcher. His family calling the video leading up to his shooting devastating, saying there was no evidence of reason for her to open fire.
Correspondent Ana Cabrera. Federal court papers offer a chilling new glimpse into what authorities say motivated the man accused of last weekend's bombings in New York and New Jersey.
The federal criminal complaint gives us a look at what was written in a notebook found during the investigation. In it, Rahami allegedly praised other terrorists, including the Boston Marathon bombers. He talked about Anwar al-Awlaki, the Yemeni-American imam who inspired terrorists around the world. In one section of the book, the 28-year-old allegedly wrote about killing non-believers.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum. A handful of states now allow terminally ill patients to end their lives with medication, and the district is now considering joining them.
The D.C. Council is weighing a measure that would allow an adult with fewer than 6 months to live to die with a lethal medicine. Sean Crawley is with the group Compassion and Choices.
This option enables people that are suffering intolerably to die in their sleep peacefully.
J.J. Hansen was diagnosed with brain cancer in 2014.
At the end of the day, this is still anyone's life by their own means, and that's suicide.
Hansen is president of the Patient Rights Action Fund, which is actively opposing the proposal. Both sides plan to lobby in the district this week. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Well, according to a new survey, one of our local governors is considered among the best in the country, while another is losing ground.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is number two in the nation when it comes to approval ratings. The poll for Morning Consult gives Hogan a 70% favorable rating behind South Dakota Governor Dennis Dugard. The survey also found Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe with a 53% approval rating, down from 58%. The results were based on more than 71,000 voters nationwide from May through early this month. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
New campaign finance reports show Hillary Clinton is outspending Donald Trump. Last month, Clinton spent $50 million to Trump's $30 million. But she has not been able to pull away from him in the race for the White House. New this morning, the governor's office in Ankara, Turkey, says a man who tried to enter the Israeli embassy armed with a knife has no known links to terror groups and actually appears to be mentally unstable. The man was shot in the leg and captured by police guarding the embassy building. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,130, the Nasdaq at 52,41. Sports, the Nationals lose, but so do the Mets, so the Nats' magic number is down to four. The Orioles fall five games back in the AL East with another loss to Boston. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
As summer gives way to fall, the weather becomes even less predictable. That's why you need us.
Chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. Better chance this afternoon.
No matter the season, the DMV's most dependable forecast is right here on WMAL.
Hey, stop what you're doing and listen to this. It's Brian Wilson. If you've been wanting new windows, now is the time to buy. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. They design, build, and install each window custom made just for your home and our unique climate. The best part is that there are no middlemen, eliminating unnecessary headaches and expenses. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering the lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows and get one free. You have the chance right now to save some money on the cost of new windows and your utility bills year round. Plus, increase the value of your home. This is a no-brainer. I'm telling you, pick up the phone right now and call 855-57 Creek. That's 855-57 Creek to get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows, get one free. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57 Creek. That's 855-57 Creek, and make sure to tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Need your carpets cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to joehadid.com. Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the toll road coming inbound past Hunter Mill Road, very slow, making our travel through Reston because of a crash. They were trying to get that to the shoulder. The Virginia Beltway, pretty much its length on the inner loop from Springfield to the American Legion Bridge, tied up. We had one incident along the way near the toll road. That's been cleared. In McLean, they were dealing with the signal problem, intersection of Dolly Madison Boulevard, 123, at Georgetown Pike. So treat as a four-way stop if it's not resolved by the time you get there. Now, on 95 southbound, they now have two aeroboard trucks at the scene of the crash, southbound 95. As you head through Newington to approach the Fairfax County Parkway, stay left to get by the crash. Delays are off of the Beltway to go south on 95, not the usual flow. We'll take you around the Maryland Beltway out of College Park to Silver Spring, heavy, and on 270. It's been about the volume through Urbana to the Beltway. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast sticks around for the first part of the day, but I think quickly we'll start getting into some sunshine, becoming partly cloudy. It looks like a pretty good day, but still nice and warm, as the numbers will be about 6 degrees above normal, 84. Some clouds tonight down near a warm 70. Sun and clouds tomorrow with high hotter up to 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WNAL.
Right now, 73 in Alexandria, 70 in Waldorf, 73 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by V&F Office Products. Montgomery County takes the first crack at crafting a Hogan-ordered school calendar. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
It's 8:07 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk, and we've got plenty more for you, including in just about 10 minutes, what would the appropriate Secret Service code name be for Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump? They've already got their names, but we want to know what you think the code name should be. Lots of your calls on that. But first, let's turn to our friend Tucker Carlson. He is the editor-in-chief of the Daily Caller, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend.
Hey, Tucker, good morning to you. How are you?
Oh, good morning, gentlemen.
All right, so if I were to sum up where we are in the campaign right now, polls tend to show some momentum on Trump's part. The polls seem to be tightening, and some polls even have him ahead. And on the other side of the equation, we have somebody who's disappeared from the campaign, canceled a fundraiser yesterday, and apparently will only be seen once between now and the upcoming debate. What's going on?
Trump is winning. That's what's going on. And the obvious caveat is Trump could set himself on fire tomorrow. I mean, and is fully capable of doing that, and could change the direction of the race. But as of right now, as you said, I mean, look at the 10 or 11 swing states. Where's the momentum? In almost every one, it's on Trump's side, which is, I mean, it's unbelievable. And it's yet another reminder. Well, this is a guy who was selling vodka and foreign-made neckties a year ago, and now he's beating the best finance presidential campaign ever mounted by anybody, run by the most famous woman in the world. Also, by the way, the most admired woman in the world. And he's going to beat her, all things being equal. And it just shows you, if you run on something, it helps. It's better than running on nothing, which is what she's been doing for the last year.
It is remarkable when you consider, and I just saw this statistic, I can't remember the exact number, but I mean the vast majority of the money, and she's raised a lot of money, but the vast majority of the money she's been raised has been plunged into ads that are being run in the swing states, and she's losing ground.
Well, because what could you learn about Donald Trump that would change your mind about him? I mean, if he was caught having breakfast with Satan at the Four Seasons this morning, would you really say, oh, that's it, I'm not voting for him? I mean, people are not voting for Trump because they believe he's a good person. They don't believe he's a good person. They're voting for him for two reasons. They agree on the issues, and he's not the one who screwed up America. I mean, just to remind you, Trump is not the one who invaded Iraq or bailed out the banks with taxpayer money or tanked the housing market or killed Gaddafi or imported tens of thousands of crazy people into Minnesota. I mean, he just didn't, you know what I mean? Like, whatever his faults, however unattractive his personal life might be, he doesn't have a decades-long track record of failure that hurt America, and his opponent does, and so does the entire ruling class in D.C. So it's really a question of compared to what.
And speaking of that ruling class in D.C., Tucker, here we are 48 days out from Election Day, and I got to ask, where has the Never Trump crowd gone?
Well, I mean, they've gone to Hillary, and some of them are, you know, flat out working for Hillary, obviously. So, you know, people you know in D.C.
Yeah. But in May, we were...
Most of them have sort of, like, look...
We were told in May that they were going to loom so large and splinter the party, and Trump didn't stand a chance, and this was the destruction of the Republican Party.
What's so interesting, and in the many books that are written on this, I hope someone makes this point, they never, for people who were in charge of a political party, they had a tiny constituency. That's the amazing thing. Political parties are supposed to represent the views of their voters. That's the only reason we have them. And yet the people who ran the Republican Party turned out to have no real voters. They were talking entirely to each other. Now, I agree with some of the things that they believe in. I'm not, and I know them all, and they're all, you know, nice people, and I'm nothing personal or anything like that. But just as a philosophical matter, you can't run a political party unless you understand what your actual voters think. It's a democracy.
Yeah.
So, like, when Bob Kagan wakes up one morning and is like, wait a second, you know, Trump is terrible, I'm supporting Hillary, it's like, yeah, because maybe you agreed with her all along, actually.
You know, the Gallup organization, they do some very interesting polling from time to time. And one of the things that they've done is that they've taken a core of people who are going to support Hillary and a core of people who are going to support Trump, and they ask them some interesting questions. And then they take their responses and they try to determine what are the words that are most often used by the public to describe the candidates. And it's fascinating when you look at the responses. In Trump's case, speech was the number one word. I don't know why. But president, well, he wants to be president, so to have that be one of the things that pops up, not a bad thing. Immigration, of course, that's his key issue. And Mexico, that's one of the things you might expect would pop up. Here's what came up for Hillary. Email, which, of course, is the big scandal. The word scandal itself comes up. The word lie, and then pneumonia. If I look at those things, and I'm pretty troubled if I'm Hillary Clinton, and those are the words being used most often to describe me. Email, lie, scandal, pneumonia.
Yeah, but see, they didn't think it was a problem because they didn't think they were going to have to run on Hillary Clinton. They were running purely on Trump. They thought this whole election was going to be a referendum on Trump's character. And by the way, if the election turns out to be that, she will win. Mm. But in the end, issues kind of arose, and voters said, well, wait a second, you know, yeah, he's a bad guy and everything, but what about my concerns? You're still not addressing them.
Yeah. Tucker, speaking of issues that have arisen, you were in New York covering Fox and Friends weekends, which you do such a great job on. It's so good to have you on that curvy couch. But this weekend, you had to cover the bombing in New York City Sunday morning. Tell me about what that was like to cover it, and also how you think this issue, terrorism, is going to affect this campaign. Because smart money in town thinks, oh, well, terrorism, that means Hillary, with her experience, she's going to be the choice.
Yeah, I mean, for my part, we were on early. I was walking back from dinner the night before on Sixth Avenue when the bomb went off. It was not clear what was going on. Obviously, something was going on, and it was not clear throughout our show really what was happening. What was clear, though, is that the only people who had any real information, were lying, because they always do. So they downplay this or that threat because they don't want to, you know, they don't trust you with the information because they think that you're hysterical and stupid. And so they use these euphemisms, and the net effect is to make you more anxious because you know that they're not giving you the straight story. And so Mayor de Blasio, and it wasn't just de Blasio, it was Hillary Clinton, by the way, who once worked with de Blasio,
yeah.
You know, all telling you, you know, you've got nothing to worry about, it's not a big deal. And again, people sort of know, they may not know what the actual facts are, but they can tell when you're lying to them. And our leaders always lie to us about this stuff. And so that was the first thing I noticed. And the second thing I noticed was, that when Trump stood up, was like, well, wait a second, you know, we've got all this terror in a place that had no terror 20 years ago. Maybe our immigration policy has something to do with it. Everyone jumps up on the left to say, well, you have no right to say that. Like, and it raises the philosophical question, do you have a right to weigh in on who lives in your neighborhood? Do you have any control over your own life at all? It is supposed to be a democracy, right? So, like, they move people in your neighborhood and you have no say in it? Why is that okay?
All right, so we learned yesterday that Ivanka Trump is getting Secret Service coverage, and that means she now has a Secret Service code name, which we've learned is Marvel. And then we learned by looking that we now know all of the Secret Service code names. You know, Trump is Mogul, and Hillary is evergreen. And so we were asking earlier, you know, don't we need a new Secret Service code name for these two? Because after all, it's supposed to be a secret Service code name, isn't it? But everybody knows it. So if you had to rename and give them new Secret Service code names, Hillary and for Trump, what would they be?
I guess Trump's would be Florid.
Florid.
And he'll... Florid. He's just florid. He's just like a...
I have never heard a human being, let alone a man, described as florid.
He's so florid. And I would say of Hillary, just grim.
Grim.
Yeah, just grim. Just like, you know, just do it. You know what I mean? Just gut it out.
Tucker, your Secret Service code name is Cha Cha Cha.
Yeah, there you go.
Because of your ill-fated performance on Dancing with the Stars, where unlike Rick Perry, you were eliminated. Did you see Rick Perry celebrating last night when he made the cut?
I've never watched the show before or since, but I knew he was. The guy's an athlete, and he's a charming guy.
Yeah, but he had the lowest scores. But you should have seen his jubilant reaction when he made the cut last night. It is pure.
You would have thought he won
joy.
The nomination or
yeah,
something.
Really, yeah, really, exactly.
Yeah. He's a happy man.
It's all right,
his
Tucker.
Only win this year. Let's face it.
Yeah, all right, Tucker. Thank you so much. It's good to have you on the show. All right, it is now 8:15 on WMAL.
Hey, we want your calls now. What do you think the code name should be for Trump and for Hillary? 888-630-9625.
Let's check in with Jamie Whitten over at the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning, and it's been a busy morning, Brian, on Rockville on 28. I'm just watching these delays trying to get past the Civic Center area and heading toward Veers Mill Road. That's where the scene of the crash, so 28 Norbeck Road near Veers Mill Road. In Gaithersburg, one just reported Quince Orchard Road as you make your trip right near in the Kentlands area near 119 as you come up to Great Seneca Highway on Quince Orchard Road. Better news in McLean. Police tell me they've reset the signal lights at Dolly Madison Boulevard and they have been now at Georgetown Pike and they're working properly so you can get through in that area. 66 long haul still continues out of Gainesville to Manassas. Now volume off and on toward Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks. Southbound Virginia 95, the crash south of the Beltway as you approach the Fairfax County Parkway finally cleared out of the travel lanes, but unusual delays going south. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for cloudy conditions this afternoon, but a high of 84. Tonight, 70 degrees. Sunny tomorrow, and then partly cloudy through Sunday. The high tomorrow, 86. The high on Friday in the upper 80s. The Saturday high in the mid-80s. Sunday high in the low 70s. A little cooler on Sunday. Currently in the nation's capital, 75 degrees, 817 on WMAL.
Hi, my name is...
Ivanka Trump's Secret Service name is Marvel. Kind of a cool name.
Yeah.
These names, they do a good job over the Secret Service assigning these names. Trump's code name, as you mentioned, is Mogul.
Yeah.
And Hillary's is Evergreen.
Yeah.
I don't quite understand that at all.
The Secret Service likes alliteration.
Yeah.
Because the Trump is Marvel. Melania is Muse.
Right.
And Trump is Mogul. So
I guess
it's all M names.
For them, yeah. Mm. And by the way, to that end, Obama's is Renegade. And what is Michelle Obama's?
I don't know.
Renaissance. Rebirth.
Hmm.
Yep. So we wonder what you think the name should be. You heard Tucker say that Trump should be Florid. I was going to say Tangerine. Would be a good one for Trump.
I got to claim
and for Hillary pantsuit.
Earlier in the broadcast, somebody came up with, I think, the perfect one for Trump. Cheeto.
Yeah.
Well, he likes fast food.
A lot of people have been calling him that derisively there on the on the interwebs. The Never Trump world likes calling him Cheeto Man. What about for Hillary?
Well, Cankles is taken.
Cankles.
So I don't really have a good idea there.
I still like inmate 673482, personally. But what do you think? How about Brad in Fairfax? You're first up on WMAL.
Hey, Brad. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Trump is Mop Top.
Ah, that's not bad.
Hillary is Screech.
Yeah, that is awesome. Yeah. Although that, you know, Screech is the nickname of the Washington Nationals mascot, the bald eagle out there. So I would hate
but she screeches.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
She has a voice like broken glass.
How about Eric and Frederick? Eric, what should the code names be?
I believe Hillary Clinton should be Scarecrow from Wizard of Oz.
Oh, because
I had a brain.
Gotcha.
I see.
Yeah.
And Trump being Bluster.
Bluster fits. I like that. Buster, thank you, sir. I like that. How about Steve in Vienna? Steve?
Steve, you're up.
Well, first of all, did you catch that the Secret Service is basically calling Mr. Obama Marie Antoinette? Like, really, Renaissance? Like, what do you think? But no, I would go with Gecko from Wall Street.
Gordon Gecko. I was wondering what you meant by Gecko. Okay.
Gecko, yeah.
Like that.
And I'd go with Roach because the woman can survive anything.
Okay. That's not nice.
Roach works on multiple levels.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, when the lights come on, they all go scurrying for the corners to hide their filthy little jobs. Thank you, Steve. How about Ben and Culpeper? You're on WMAL. You got some code names for us, Ben?
I think her name should be Hot Sauce.
She does keep a bottle in her purse at all
times. Well, that's right.
That might be too obvious, though.
We like that, Ben.
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce is on the move.
Hot pants.
Hot sauce is wheels up.
Earlier in the program, someone said Fire Pants should be her name because, her pants are on fire. Yeah. How about Alan in Fredericksburg? Alan, you're on WMAL.
Good morning, guys. I think Mogul is just fine for Donald Trump, but I think from Harry Potter, I like the term Slytherin for Hillary Clinton.
Or Bellatrix. Thank you, Alan. That's a good one. How about Doug in Maryland? You're next up on WMAO. You're explaining Evergreen for us, because I can't figure out why Hillary is Evergreen.
Well, I think it's brilliant, because A, she's as stiff as a pine tree, but also because the Wicked Witch in The Wizard of Oz was green.
Oh, you're doing the witch angle here. Interesting. Well, considering this was assigned back in the 1992 campaign, where there are stories about her being quite disdainful to the Secret Service, perhaps that was their intention.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would like to know. Again, with the alliteration, see, Bill Clinton is Eagle.
Eagle and Evergreen.
See, they're both with E's.
Evergreen. Uh-huh. Yeah, I wonder how they come up with these names.
Greg in Alexandria, you're next up on WMAL. Secret Service code names, Greg?
Trump is Casino. That sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, Casino. I like that.
And Blucher for Hillary.
I'm sorry, it should be what?
Blucher.
All right, we appreciate that.
Which apparently is German for glue.
I heard that's apocryphal.
Is that right?
Is that really true?
I got to look it up now.
Yeah,
stay close to the candles. Things, you know.
The staircase can be treacherous. All right, more of your calls on this in a moment. Secret Service code names for our candidates at 822.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
So the kids are back to school. How about getting your house back to clean? You can do it with Zero Res. Zero Res, the company I use to clean my carpets, they're ready to help you. They left my carpets looking brand new, smelling clean, and feeling soft. And if you clean your carpets now, that clean is going to last through the holidays. Zero Res is just that good. Say goodbye to the heavy traffic patterns, the wine spills, the coffee spills. Have I mentioned that there may be spill stains on my carpets? Well, they're not there anymore because Zero Res takes care of it. That's what they do. They always guarantee their work. Luis and his crew are absolutely the best. This is a family-run franchise here, right here in the Washington area, and they're going to treat you like they're a family-run business, and they will always stand by their work. Trust me, I wouldn't put my name on it if they didn't. Call Zero Res today. Ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special. Zero Res will pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpet for only $49 a room. Minimum supply. Call them now, 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work. I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now accepting most insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
A stroke can strike lightning fast. When it does, minutes matter.
The George Washington University Hospital is designated as a comprehensive stroke center, the highest stroke care designation available. That means we care for the most complex stroke patients in the DC area. Don't let a stroke strike you. Visit gwstrokecenter.com to take a free stroke risk assessment. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
Lucre doesn't mean glue.
Yeah.
I checked it.
It's apocryphal.
825 now. It is now 825 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I love it. All right, let's get you in on the toll road. It's been a little bit trying right now. Delays are backing off of the Greenway now. So do you merge onto the toll road through Reston, the crash before you get to Beulah, and that's where crews are dealing with the incident. 66, hefty delays remain in Manassas, Centerville most of the way through to the Capitol Beltway. Beltway leaving Springfield to the American Legion Bridge. You can see we're pretty much socked in with this rush hour. South on 95, better as you come off the Beltway. The accident at the Fairfax County Parkway cleared. 395, it's been a struggle getting across the 14th Street Bridge onto lower 14th Street. We had the crash at 14th and Constitution, gone. Wilson Bridge back up, still holding tight at Route 5. Along the way, we had the crash at 295, now cleared. Update is brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a looking forecast. We are keeping temperatures above average, however. About 6 degrees above average today. A little overcast early, otherwise becoming partly cloudy. 84 in a northeast breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 75 degrees, 827.
We're asking you what the code name should be for Trump and Clinton now that the world knows they're referred to as Mogul and Evergreen. How about Kenny in Woodbridge? Kenny, you're on WMAL.
How you doing?
Hey, good.
I've got for Donald Trump, I've got Daddy Warbucks from the Annie movie.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep.
And for Hillary, I've got Stairway to Heaven because she is buying a Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, all right. I was wondering what exactly you meant. I didn't know where the Led Zeppelin reference was coming from. All right, thanks for that. How about Chris and Frederick? Chris, you're on WMAL.
Mogul and
Evergreen. You're listening in the background there, Chris. You got to turn your radio down. Josh in Woodbridge, you're on WMAO.
Hey, Josh, good morning.
Good morning. So I'd like to change mine.
Okay.
I thought about it. For Hillary, it would be Aldrich because she compromised classified information and lied about it.
Ooh, like Aldrich, James, I like right. that.
And for Trump, it'd be Houdini. Because there's a lot of illusion, and nobody's sure how he does it.
And he does seem to escape situations that seem to be the death of him. Yeah. All right, thanks for that. Good
thanks,
stuff.
Guys.
It's 8:28.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Buddy Guy, Chris D'Elia, Tony Braxton, and Jay Leno. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
At Inova Sports Medicine, we know an athlete's passion for the game doesn't go out, even if his knee does. If you love to play, you want to, whether you're 6 or 16 or 60. The physicians at Inova Sports Medicine are helping athletes all over the area get their knees, shoulders, shins, and every other part back in the game. To learn more, visit inova.org/sportsmedicine. Inova, the official sports medicine partner of the Washington Redskins and the Washington Nationals.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs. Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who was the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
Coming up in just a moment, you've heard about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, what I like to call the Pitt split. Well, do you find, how do you feel and think, and Jennifer Aniston feels about this, and would you be one of those people who would find some joy in the travails of your ex? We'll explore that in just a moment. 8:30, time for some news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Authorities in Charlotte used tear gas to disperse protesters during demonstrations overnight that followed the police shooting of a black man.
At this point, all we know is they're in the apartment complex parking lot, and this subject gets out with a weapon. They engage him, and one of the officers felt a lethal threat and fired his weapon because of that.
Some Charlotte officers were injured in the overnight demonstrations, and an interstate highway was shut down for a while. There was also a demonstration in Tulsa last night over the shooting of an unarmed black man by a police officer there. Hundreds rallied outside police headquarters calling for the firing of Officer Betty Shelby.
Officer Shelby's attorney telling us, leading up to that moment, Terrence Crutcher had refused to obey several commands and that he reached into his vehicle, which is why Officer Shelby opened fire, fearing he may be grabbing for a weapon. Now we know there was no weapon.
Correspondent Anna Cabrera. D.C. lawmakers are hearing from both sides on the question of whether people who are terminally ill should have the right to end their own lives with medical assistance. A bill before the D.C. Council would give people that option. The Montgomery County School Board is going back to square one in planning for next school year as they try to reconfigure the calendar to line up with Governor Larry Hogan's executive order barring schools from opening before Labor Day. A Northern Virginia man who spent 3 days in the hospital with hepatitis A is now the latest to sue Tropical Smoothie Cafe, claiming one of their smoothies is what made him sick. The head of the pharmaceutical company Mylan comes before Congress today to defend the cost of the life-saving EpiPen. In prepared testimony, CEO Heather Bresch indicates her company has no plans to cut the price despite a public outcry. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,130, the Nasdaq at 52,41. Sports, a home run by Giancarlo Stanton is all the Marlins needed to beat the Nationals. The Orioles fall 5 games off the pace in the AL East with another loss to the Red Sox. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet, then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to 1 voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet at an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
We can save energy. We can save money.
We can win by putting Novec's energy efficiency game plan into action. Let's do this. Hold that thermostat to 68 degrees in the winter. Use Novec's online energy playbook for ways to save.
Coach, the power bill just came in.
Touchdown. We lowered our power bill with Novec's winning ways to save.
Win big by going to Novec.com and putting your savings game plan into action today.
I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. For years, I've been advertising 50% off the price of all new roofs. I used to think we needed to shout a special offer to get us in the door, but I'm done shouting. Our price will always be competitive. The real difference is quality, and New Look is a quality leader. Call us for an estimate on your new roof and see why 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Don't buy a new home without New Homes Guide, the area's most complete resource matching home buyers and home builders for over 40 years. You'll see every new home community out there, so you won't say, I didn't even know those homes were there. Get your free copy at any Harris Teeter store and newhomesguide.com.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Pennsylvania Avenue heading inbound this morning before you get to DC 295. The crash at Minnesota Avenue cleared. It's just the residual delays we're trying to ease. Still major delays to the Wilson Bridge. We had an earlier crash inner loop as you approach 295. Now that's been cleared. However, delays are still back to Route 5 Branch Avenue, so I still want you to prepare for that. 270, the long hauler banded down to the Beltway. On the toll road authorities tell me it's a broken down bus that's causing these massive delays. Thought it was a crash initially, but they say no, it's a bus. Eastbound toll road after Hunter Mill Road before you get to Beulah, the left lane is blocked, and we are in delays coming off of the Greenway as a result. Inner loop of the Beltway, Springfield to the American Legion Bridge, crash along the way gone. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get this batch of clouds out of here, but quite a few clouds in as we head on through the first part of the day. The showers should stay to the east and south and will become partly cloudy. A better looking afternoon. 84 with a northeast breeze. Some clouds tonight, a warm 70. Sun and clouds on Thursday with a high of 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 68 in Chantilly, 68 in Kensington, 73 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by New Homes Guide. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
Oh boy, karma can be a real pain. You know what? If you didn't know what I'm saying. Jennifer Aniston, in learning that her ex-husband, Brad Pitt, was now involved in a divorce with Angelina Jolie, is reported to have said, "Well, that's karma for you." Wow. That's kind of sad, isn't it? Mm-hmm. She's feeling a little bitter, she says. And according to sources who spoke with Us Weekly, Jennifer Aniston knew it was just a matter of time before Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie would split. And everybody yesterday was talking about how Jennifer Aniston was enjoying this, that she was, you know, having fun, having a little smug redemption now that her ex-husband, who left her for Angelina Jolie, is now involved in a divorce. And I wonder if you're like that, if you can take any sort of satisfaction or even joy from the travails of your ex when you learn about things like this. Give us a call, 888-630-9625. Is that a healthy thing, or is that a problem? Is it understandable? Is it natural? Or is there a better way to go when you see that one of your exes is having a tough time of it? 888-630-WMAL. You know, Brian, I did a lot of soul searching on this. I know you had to do some deep thinking. Well, I have had a relationship in my past that was similar to this, and I think one could say, just for shorthand purposes, that I was the Jennifer Aniston in the situation. Yeah. And I think about what my response would be if my ex then had relationship problems with the person that she left me for. Mm-hmm. And I got to be completely honest about this.
Yeah.
You betcha I would. It would be awesome.
I'd feel great about it. I probably wouldn't say anything publicly. I wouldn't even say anything privately, I don't think. But I'd have a little bit of a smug satisfaction.
You would relish that moment.
I would. I really would. And I think that you know, I think that's natural. Come on. You don't look back and see pictures of any of your exes and the new people that they're with, and you sort of judge the person that they're with now and say, oh, geez, it was all downhill after she was with me. I mean, that's how I am. I think it's natural. And if Jennifer Aniston is walking around with a silly little smirk on her face today as all this is going down, then more power to her. I think she deserves it. I do feel sorry, obviously, as always, with the kids involved in this, and I hope that they can work out whatever troubles they've got with the kids. But, you know, with all the homes they've got and the travel money that they're going to split, an estate worth $400 million, I believe they're going to have no problem dealing with visitation and getting the parents here and there to be able to see their children.
Well, you know, I've never had that situation. I've never found myself in being the Jennifer in a situation like that. But I generally, as a rule, try not to dwell on things, bad things that have happened in the past. And here's why. You can't do anything about them. I mean, the things that are in the past, you can learn from them. You can be informed by them. But you really can't change them. Mm. So all of the angst and all of the bitterness and all of the negativity that brings, it's not very helpful to anything. It's not productive. It doesn't help you be a better person. I think that, you know, I move on. I try not to dwell in bitterness because I don't think there's any upside to that. So, you know, when bad things happen, and bad things happen in life, and, you know, you take your moment, you catch your breath, and you say, well, okay, I learned a little something from that. Let's move on. And I don't look back, and if the situation were to present itself like this, I don't think I would find any joy in it.
I just want to be clear. I don't dwell. I don't give it a second thought. I'm thrilled and happy and in love and wonderful in my relationship.
All those things are good, but you describe yourself
if it were to happen.
If it were, you describe yourself as saying, you know what, I would find a moment of rest, which means that deep inside of you, Larry, is a little bit of bitterness about what happened.
Oh, it's not deep. Oh, it's not deep
it's
at all.
It's right on the surface.
Oh, yeah, it'll come out at any moment.
I don't see any percentage of that. I don't see any upside to that.
I'll remember that. Terry and Roslyn, you're first up on WMAL. What do you think, Terry?
Yeah, well, I was married to a second marriage for her. First marriage to me, very mean woman. I mean, she was really
mean.
And we kind of drew apart, and eventually, she left me when I wanted to get divorced, married another guy, and the guy is absolutely miserable. He cannot wait to get out of the marriage.
So you're you get joy out of that.
Well, you know what? I go, what goes around comes around, brother. I could have told him. I said, you are buying into a bad bill of goods. And he's waiting until his two kids, by her, turn 18 before he divorces her.
So you're feeling some level
God's
of
honest truth.
You're feeling vindication, Terry. You're like saying, see, it wasn't me. She makes every man miserable.
Well, that's what the marriage counselor said.
All right, Terry. Thank you for that. I want a woman's perspective on this. Here's Maggie in Round Hill. Thanks, Terry. Here's Maggie in Round Hill. Maggie, what do you think? Is it out of line for people to sort of feel a little smug satisfaction like this?
Listen, I think it depends on how the whole, you know, split went down, but I think it's completely normal as long as you move on from there. Like for me, for instance, I'm no longer bitter at my ex. He did three wonderful things for me. He bought me a sewing machine I'm able to do charity work with. He bought me my violin, which someday I want to stop screeching with, and he divorced me. I can't be happy.
You had a sewing machine and a violin and a divorce. You know?
All right, Maggie. That's wonderful. I'm glad that you're taking a positive outlook on this. And by the way, I'm quite sure that Jennifer Aniston has moved on. I don't think I don't know. I don't think that bitter is the right word. I don't think bitter is the right word. She's happily married now. She's moved on with her life. Everything is fine. But she was a wronged woman. Let's face it. She was the victim in the whole Brad and Angelina thing, wouldn't you say?
I think so.
And so when you are the victim, if you don't feel like you have gotten any satisfaction for the wrong that was done to you, if eventually things come around and you see the people who have wronged you in a bad situation, which is very similar to the situation that you were in, I think it's only natural to feel a little bit of you know, the karma is a good thing.
Yeah, but the karma is based in bitterness. you have those feelings of that karma has served me well in this endeavor because you were bitter about it.
I am going to remember how you you hold no bitterness in your life.
I don't have a bitter bone in my body.
Okay. We're going to have an interesting conversation. At some point, I remember.
Really?
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Do you know something?
Trying to bring it up. I'm trying to remember. There was a time when you brought something up in the past on the air, and I can't think of it right now. I feel terrible.
Not that I'm bitter.
Exactly. You used those words. You even brought something up on the air, and you said, "Not that I'm bitter, but." All right, Brian. You are a better man than all.
No,
of us.
You
live at a higher plateau.
Do I sometimes get caught up in bitterness? I think everybody does. But I try not to dwell upon it. I try to recognize it and then move on.
All right. Same here.
It's 8:45 now on WMAL. That means it's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, I have a sewing machine for you. That'll make you happy. Oh, dear. Let's go George Washington Parkway southbound. Expecting delays to increase here south of 123 near the overlooks. That's where we have a crash. And we still have Park Police on the way. Might already see one police officer there already blocking one of two lanes, George Washington Parkway south near the overlooks. Now, let's go northbound coming out of Old Town Alexandria. Heavy volume. A lot of commuters stuck trying to merge onto the 14th Street Bridge. We had two incidents as you come off of 14th Street Bridge onto lower 14th, Constitution, Independence Avenue. Those are cleared. Westbound freeway slow as you pass the 3rd Street Tunnel for a new crash. Watch for delays off of 295. Now, for Virginia, the toll road, it is a bus. Move that bus on toll road as you come eastbound between Hunter Mill Road and Beulah. It blocks the left lane. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get this batch of clouds out of here, but quite a few clouds in as we head on through the first part of the day. The showers should stay to the east and south, and will become partly cloudy. A better-looking afternoon, 84 with a northeast breeze. Some clouds tonight, a warm 70. Sun and clouds on Thursday with a high of 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 75 degrees. It is now 8:46 on WMAL.
We played that game before here on Mornings on the Mall where you put together the ideal dinner party, right? You know, if you could put together the ideal dinner party, people living or dead, who would be sitting at that table, right? Well, we've got a dinner party similar to that, a cocktail party and a dinner party that you can participate in, and it's for real. It's not a hypothetical. Over at the Birchmere in Virginia on October 1st, Saturday night. It's WMAL's free speech forum, and you're going to have a fantastic dinner. They've got great food, a wonderful kitchen, a great chef. You got a full bar. You got lots of drinks. And then who's going to be sitting at the table with you? Well, all your fellow WMAL listeners are going to be there, so it's always nice to be in a room with a friendly crowd of like-minded individuals.
Yep.
And then you've got me and Brian. There, your pals here every morning from 5 to 9 in the morning.
We're your radio buddies and pals.
That's right, from Mornings on the Mall. And then also sitting there is going to be Chris Plant.
Well, that right there.
The one and only Chris Plant.
If you just had that, well, then you'd have something.
No, but you got more. You're simply the best. Mark Levin's going to be there, too.
Great one, yeah.
Absolutely. The four of us, the Mount Rushmore of WMAL Talk Radio.
There you go.
If I may. are all going to join you for this fantastic evening, and I really think that you should join us, too. You're going to have a great time. Like I said, it's October 1st, which is only a handful of weeks before the election. God knows we're going to have a whole lot to talk about. But I got to say, we go well beyond politics, too, in these conversations. Uh-huh. We'll talk about the latest news of the day.
No holds barred. We may
bar one hold or two.
I would say, but we can talk about anything. Yeah, I mean.
You also get to meet the fabulous and talented executive producer of this very program, Heather Hunter, mm-hmm. who will be there. Michael Piercy, the producer for the Chris Plant Show, will be there. Bill Hess, the evil overlord and program director for WMAL, will be there.
Yep.
And it's just going to be a lot of fun, a whole lot of camaraderie, a whole lot of laughs.
And here's the way it works. You see, the doors open at the Birchmere at 6, and you can come in, have an adult beverage of some kind. You can order a meal, because this is basically a dinner venue.
A great dinner, yeah.
Many people don't know that. You never go to the Birchmere for music. It's a dinner place. So
yeah, you're sitting at a dinner table.
Yeah, you don't have to eat before. You come, you sit down, you have a drink, you eat, you talk with people, and then we come on at 7:30.
Right.
And
you'll be coming out on your unicycle, right?
No, I won't be doing that. Oh. And so then we're out there for a while, and if you thought that was enough, that's...
You keep doing this thing,
right then and there, that's quality entertainment.
It's never enough. Yeah. I want more.
At 9 o'clock,
yeah,
we'll come out, and we'll actually mingle.
Yeah, we'll do a meet and greet. We'll go out there by the bar. We'll have some fun.
A grip and grin, as
exactly.
They say.
If you didn't get your question asked, we'll answer it personally. So come on out and join us. If you want information, go to WML.com/free speech forum.
Chris Plant here. Did you know in the last 3 years, more than 100 WML listeners have worked with Eric Stewart to sell their homes? That's a great testament. Sales are up and Eric's getting top dollar for homes just like yours. Call my friend Eric today for a free evaluation to see how much your home is worth. Call Eric at 800-900-9104, 800-900-9104, or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
I got great news for you. Chamonix is giving you one last chance to get your free month of Genucel with your order today. That's right, the last time to try Genucel absolutely risk-free. Listen, we launched Genucel here on WMAL about 3 years ago, and it is the best-selling product that Chamonix's ever had, and we're very proud of that. And I've been raving about how great it is. It gets rid of the bags under your eyes and the puffiness. It really is incredible, and with its immediate effects, you see results in 12 hours, guaranteed, or your money back. I have used it all this time. I love it. I keep using it. But this is your last chance to get this Genucel offer. By the way, also, if you call now, you're going to be the first in the world to try the brand new fourth generation Esotique XV Collagen Builder. It hasn't even officially been launched, but that launch is coming. And it's going to blow your mind. It's absolutely free with your order of Genucel today. So get ahead of the game. Get your Esotique XV for free. Get your free Genucel and also get free shipping. Here's the number, 800-525-2720. Once Genucel is gone, it's gone. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Sometimes you just don't need the best things money can buy. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Recovering from a stroke takes a lot of patience and oftentimes some rehabilitation. Rehab nowadays can involve some pretty high-level technical virtual reality games to work on hand-eye coordination and motor skills. But are they any better? A recent Canadian study found that simple card games or even repeatedly tossing a ball into a trash can are just as effective as VR. In fact, there was no significant difference in terms of strength, dexterity, gross motor skills, and patients' ability to perform daily tasks. We all like technology, and we have the tendency to think that it's better than old-fashioned strategies. But sometimes that's not the case, said the study's lead author. We found that simple recreational activities that can be implemented anywhere may be just as effective as new technology. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Getting started is absolutely free, so call now, 855-858-5807. Call toll-free, 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? That's a great choice. The rental market is red hot. It gives you the opportunity to move from average homeowner to savvy investor. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, investment property, or inherited home, but, you know, renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse, it's America's number one rent estate company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Trust me, the rent estate advisors at Renters Warehouse make property management so easy. Renting property can deliver steady cash flow, long-term equity, plus great tax breaks. That's why it's called Rent Estate. And for just $80 a month, they're going to price your property, quickly find you great tenants, collect the rent for you, and also take those pesky maintenance calls at all hours of the night, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. Go from homeowner to investor today with Renters Warehouse. Get started with a free home rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com or give them a call. They're right here in Washington, 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Hello, everybody. This is Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group.
where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We sold 68 homes last quarter alone, saving our clients on average $23,000. What could you do with an extra $23,000? Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
It is now 8:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, we're jammed. Herndon, Reston, inbound toll road delays off at the Greenway. Broken down bus before you get to Beulah that blocks the left lane. On the Beltway, Springfield toward the American Legion Bridge, still off and on the brakes. Hefty rush hour for many still. 395 through Shirlington, ahead into town. Crash on the westbound freeway, affecting those of you on 295 each direction. Suitland Parkway hung up to go inbound over South Capitol Street past Nat Stadium. Earlier morning crash, Pennsylvania Avenue at Minnesota Avenue still makes the commute quite sluggish through there. And in Maryland, alert, have major delays on Route 100 in Elk Ridge. Eastbound 100 at I-95 for the crash. I-95 lanes are open, but avoid 100. You might want to try 108 or 175. Update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a looking forecast. We are keeping temperatures above average, however. About 6 degrees above average today. A little overcast early, otherwise becoming partly cloudy. 84 in a northeast breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 75 degrees. It is 8:56.
In life, you can go through the motions, fooling yourself with activity, or you can strategically get results. Research shows that people who date online only go out about once every 3 months, yet spend over an hour a day with untargeted, unanswered communications. Hope is not a strategy. For 25 years, It's Just Lunch has provided the proven and tested strategy to thousands of singles that gets results in the complex world of dating. Their matchmakers get to know you and your relationship goals. Then they hand-select quality matches from their exclusive membership base and even book your date reservations at the best spots in town. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. So go ahead and be strategic about dating. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
It sounded like a handgun went off.
But it was their cell phone battery exploding while they slept. Seven on Your Side, Scott Taylor asks the one question you need answered to keep your family safe. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
There are times when we make history.
During the State of the Union, one cabinet member is taken to a secret location. This practice ensures our country's government will continue in case of a devastating attack. It has never been executed until now.
Going on. Capitol's been attacked. Congress. Captain. None of them made it.
Kiefer Sutherland is.
Sir, you are now the President of the United States.
The Designated Survivor series premiere.
Then watch ABC 7 News at 11 on Your Side. Seven on Your Side. Four little words that pack a big punch. That protect you from ripoffs. That spell bad news for the bad guys. When you have a problem that won't go away, turn to ABC 7 News and just say the words, Seven on Your Side.
Why should your family have to choose between convenient locations and world-class care when the Inova Network offers both? Inova provides the region's only pediatric urgent care at our Dulles South location, the area's most comprehensive weight loss program at Inova Fair Oaks Hospital, and Loudoun County's only dedicated children's ER and hospital-based natural birth center at Inova Loudoun. And that's just the start. Explore more at inova.org/near you. Inova. Join the future of health.
Do you have a family you care about?
Don't have them wishing you didn't keep putting off doing the right thing. Hi, this is Attorney Mike Collins. I'm not trying to lay a guilt trip on you, but I am trying to get you to shape up your affairs. Sleep easier knowing you've done all you can to protect your loved ones from needless expense, taxes, and hassle down the road. Come to my seminar and learn what you need to do now to avoid a legal mess in the future. Tuition is free. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Coming up tomorrow, Thursday, we'll be joined by Jake Tapper of CNN.
We'll have plenty to talk about this afternoon on Washington's Drive at 5.
What makes you think that?
Because this is going to be one of those days, Chris Plant.
You can already tell?
You're going to get us started right now, aren't you?
I'm going to get us started. See? Let's get it started. Of course, the FBI doing a fine job during the Obama administration to round up those radical Islamic jihadis. Just don't call them that. And looks like another one that was in the net and then out of the net. And police shootings, black, white,